You are a trusting soul, aren't you, Benny? You have lived with money for so long you don't know its value any more. That's not a criticism. It is rightly so. High birth and great wealth should and do allow one to nurture a trusting soul, liberated from the concerns of the world. Perhaps that is why I am myself something of a cynic betimes, having neither.
Thank you. You patronizing swine. Or should I say patronizing low-born swine? Patronizing low-born penniless swine.
Oh, God, Benny, let up. In any case, low-born is unfair. I am a Marlborough, after all. As to swine, I take that as a compliment. Finest animal on earth after man.
Yes, yes, Winston, but...
My point is, you try to keep your farms functioning, your forests healthy, your livestock broody, and so on, don't you? Yet I think I may presume you acknowledge that nature is your master. We all need God on our side, as it were, being kind with the weather, and so on.
I suppose we would all like to think that God is helping us, guiding our decisions, as it were.
Do we? Some people seem to think there is no God at all, and it's all an amazing coincidence. One thing is clear, if there is such a thing as God, presumably it is all working out as he imagined, but from our point of view we can never predict his will nor rely on his mercy.
No, but...
Frankly, it wouldn't surprise me to learn he doesn't give a damn about any of us. Too damn many of us, for one thing. And throw in all the animals, the birds and bees...
The bloody fish.
Yeah, him too.
That's rather bleak, and not very nice to those of us who do believe. Anyway, you said it yourself, the whole point about God is he is beyond our comprehension. So presumably that includes how he can be concerned with all of us all the time, even if we can't, you know, spread out our affections so widely.
Well, you seem to be able to spread them out fairly widely.
You're a good old friend, Winston, but you can be bloody impertinent at times. I wish Coco was here. She'd put you in your place.
Well, then I wouldn't have said it. We would only just have met.
And why are you rude to me?
Oh, come on, Benny. You're a friend. That's why. You know very well my rudeness is my calling card.
Do I?
Well, you should. Do you see a lot of Coco?
Yes, I do. Not enough, as much as I can. She's a great friend, an immense fun, very droll and clever.
Doesn't sound like your type at all.
Oh, bugger off, Winston. You'll force me to challenge you to a duel. I have swords, you know.
And bows and arrows and axes, I expect, you old warrior, you.
I thought you were the warrior.
Me? No, no, by no means. You said it yourself. I'm just a politician.
I do hope she comes tonight. I miss her, you know, quite inordinately.
Oh.
Tell me, Winston. What are your plans? What are your ambitions?
I hope to build a perfect wall and raise a prize hog.
Forget the bloody walls and pigs. Well, if you oblige me to be blunt, I'd like to know if you want to be Prime Minister.
A stupid question. I'm a politician. We all want to be Prime Minister.
And you don't call that an ambition?
Well, I don't see it happening. I don't think the party would allow it.
Too many enemies?
I don't have enemies, Bendor. I have opponents. Some of them are good friends of mine. I'm having another. Want one?
No, thanks. I'm at my limit. I don't know where you get the capacity.
Practice, dear boy. Practice.